My thoughts were consumed by the prospect of securing a full-time job with a steady salary, envisioning the day I could finally move out of my mother's house in the projects of Washington, D.C. So, when Jim Cohen recommended that I take the upcoming typing test at the Library of Congress, it filled me with hope for the chance to land a permanent position. Having had a brief experience of working at the Supreme Court for a month, I was eager to find employment anywhere. So I sought advice from Jim Cohen, a seasoned human resource professional at the U.S. House of Representatives, based in the Rayburn House Office Building Personnel Office, who brought me on board for volunteer duties at two congressman offices. Cohen advised me on securing paid employment, such as positions at the Library of Congress, retail outlets, and restaurants on Pennsylvania Avenue on Capitol Hill, and within the federal government. I was grateful for his readiness to impart knowledge. During my high school years, my typing teacher emphasized that proficiency in typing could open up numerous job opportunities. She also suggested that learning shorthand could be beneficial, especially in a courtroom. However, the complexity of shorthand deterred me from pursuing it. Nevertheless, I excelled in the typing class, earning an A. After completing my volunteer responsibilities at the Rayburn House Office Building, I walked one block towards the Library of Congress, specifically the James A. Madison Building, Recruitment and Placement Office, to arrange and take their typing test. The tests were scheduled for the following week. The first test was the General Aptitude Test Battery, GATB, which measured a range of aptitudes. It was divided into several sections. Verbal, where I scored 19. Numbers, where I scored 24, and clerical, where I scored 39, totaling 82. I successfully passed this part of the test. The subsequent test was the typing and shorthand qualification section, which lasted 5 minutes. I typed 38 words per minute with only 2 errors. I opted out of the shorthand test, a decision I regretted, wishing I had heeded my high school teacher's advice. Regardless, based on my test results, I was deemed eligible to apply for a job at the Library of Congress. I took the tests in April, and 4 months later, in August, I was hired as an information receptionist for 90 days at the Library of Congress. I was compelled to step down from my voluntary position at the Rayburn House Office Building and inform Mr. Cohen about my decision. As I progressed in my professional journey, I made a conscious effort to update him regularly on my significant work achievements. Upon commencing my work at the Library of Congress, I began to uncover the intricate complexities of the workplace. Challenges are ever present, particularly in the form of envious colleagues. Ah, how innocent and oblivious I once was. Thanks for listening to Mia Z. Edwards' Diaries. Memoir Mischief Never Sleeps. See you tomorrow.